Well, when your pet is sick or injured, there's little you wouldn't do to get treatment for them as quickly as possible. But when the nearest vet is at least half an hour's drive away, it only adds to an already stressful situation. For over a year now, that's been the reality for Parkes residents, with no local vets in town. And for other Central West towns, they've seen an increase in demand as pet owners travel from Parkes to places like Forbes and Orange for treatment. But a vet in Orange is hoping to fill the gap, with plans to launch a regular outreach service to Parkes. Ryan Lane is a vet at Orange Vet Hospital, and he told ABC's Joanna Woodburn about the situation.
We're based in Orange. We have a large clinic in Orange that offers a mixed practice service, you know, whether that's horses, cats, dogs, where we do all the little ones, the birds, alpacas, donkeys, whatever sort of comes our way. And we also have a branch clinic in Molong that functions really, really well. We have a you know, bit of a spread of who goes out there and does the consults, but that's open 5 days a week as well. It doesn't offer any surgery, but it certainly offers consultations and things of that nature. And I think we've just been getting a lot of pressure from Parkes, you know, from the people out there, because they don't have a vet, and it is very difficult for the people out there to get into the Forbes clinic, because they're a small clinic in a big town already, and then to have the 12,000 people of Parkes approaching them with animals is a huge burden to have. So, you know, we have had quite a few clients, you know, flush into here in the last 18 months. And as one of the new partners of the clinic, I sort of put it to the other three partners a little while ago that, you know, is there a possibility that we can go to Parkes and do something, you know, a bit more permanent for them? And it is a big process, but I think the plan moving forward for the next couple of months, so we're starting on the 4th of September, and the Jockey Club at Parkes has offered us a facility out there, and it's a great little facility. It's a nice old building, and it's got some air conditioning and, you know, plenty of room for us to fit into, you know, while we establish a bit of a process, because it is a difficult process to, you know, plan out, because we've got to, you know, have vets and staff coming from Orange to Parkes on the days that we're consulting.
So what level of inquiries have you started receiving since the Parkes clinic shut and people have been having to go to Forbes? What's it been like for you in Orange?
Yeah, we're already probably one of the busiest clinics in the Central West, and then obviously being the next closest clinic to Parkes, you know, every day we're having clients from Parkes every single day. Some of them do go to our Molong clinic. Some of them come to Orange, and particularly ones that, you know, just even need simple vaccinations, which sometimes are a 10-minute consultation and they have to drive all that way. So, in relation to sheer numbers, I mean, if I got on the computer, I could find all that out. But, you know, every single day we've got people from Parkes coming to Orange. So my take on it is that maybe we can offer that in Parkes and see a few more animals.
And so you sort of were touching on it before. What's the plan to provide services in Parkes?
Yeah, so the plan moving forward, obviously we have to trial it from a sort of getting a process completed and the legalities of it. The cost to even set up a temporary service that we are providing is quite substantial. But if all goes well, we do have it in our scope to expand and potentially set up something more permanent in Parkes, like what they used to have. But again, it's a massive process for us. You know, it's not just rent a building and put a vet clinic in. There's a lot of legalities and costs associated with that. But if Parkes is, you know, supports us in the next, you know, 2 or 3 months and they say, look, Orange Vets, we need you, and we know they do, but we need the proof of the pudding, you know, then there is the ability for us to go a bit further. You know, moving forward, I guess if we were to establish something more permanent, a clinic in Parkes, you know, we've obviously got to be able to staff it. And, you know, all over the news and radio in the last, you know, couple of years, there is a sheer shortage of vets as well, which is a challenge.
And so is it, how many days a week will you be able to offer the service to Parkes, and what's needed at the Jockey Club in order for you to, you know, to practice?
Yeah, so very simply, we'll be offering every Monday. So every Monday for the trial period, I'll be heading out through September and October and maybe into November, depending how successful it goes. It'll be that one day a week, and we're consulting for sort of 6 hours, which is a pretty big burden to do that. But we're gonna have a really good crack at it to give us an idea of what's needed. And in relation to the Jockey Club, I mean, yeah, they've basically given us a building free of charge for the trial period as a community-based sort of thank you, I guess. So, you know, we've got air conditioning and a little lunchroom and all facilities provided for us, which is great, at no cost until we get our feet So yeah, it's really good, and there's obviously parking and all. It's quite a beautiful little facility out there. Actually, I went out there recently to do some vetting at the races, the picnic races, and yeah, I was quite blown away about how pretty it is actually. So if we had you know, all of the ability in the world, you'd build a nice little clinic out there. But yeah, the cost of doing that is quite substantial.
And what would be the benchmark for you guys to continue that service? So you say after 2 months, perhaps three of a trial, what's needed to sustain that service in parks?
I think it's more the demand. So if through this trial period that we've established on these Mondays, you know, if we are completely booked out and we foresee that there is a need for it and the work is there, you know, moving into the new year, if, you know, all of the partners of the Orange Vet Hospital, once we've met and gone through things, you know, the ability for us to set up a permanent facility there is possible. Again, there's lots of stepping stones to get through. The process is going to have its teething issues, as all processes will initially. But, you know, if everyone's patient and supportive, it's something that we can work to doing, and still using Orange as our base camp for, you know, major surgeries and things of that nature. You know, it's like I said, the world is getting very expensive, and maybe we start small, and maybe it's that we are able to, you know, have a facility out there in parks and offer consulting maybe, you know, 3 days a week or something like that. But we have to take it step by step and be patient and go from there.
Ryan Lane is a vet at Orange Vet Hospital. He was having a chat there with our reporter Joanna Woodburn about the situation in parks and the fact that Orange Vet Hospital are looking to plug that gap as parks marks about a year, well, over a year without a local vet.